Good morning. It is May 30th, 2015. The time is 06:07 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Saturday morning, a work day for me today. And currently, right now, as I'm walking down the driveway after taking a snap of the audio art to this audio. It's a flowering bush at the end of the driveway that leads to the state highway that leads into my village. Not sure what it is, but the current temperature here in the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside is 68 degrees Fahrenheit and 20 degrees Celsius. We got a chance of thunderstorms. Rain's supposed to come in probably around 4 p.m. this afternoon now, the way it looks and lining up. So you can hear a truck go down the state road. I'm over on the side lawns here. Yeah, about a 56% chance of the rain coming in. It's slowly, last couple days, it was 2 o'clock, 2 p.m., then 3 p.m., and now it's sitting at 4 p.m. But I'm over here on the side lawns, one of the many lawns that I mow, just admiring the lawn mowing, because I was almost gonna mow the lawns again, at least around the house, because we sort of have a party going on later this afternoon, and hopefully the rain will hold out with the chance of thunder showers. But I'm over here on the side lawns looking at actually the beginning of my property. That's a cornfield that goes all the way back down to the golf course, and they got the sprinklers on. I should have took a snap of that, but sort of pondering on the fact of getting a new phone here the last week, especially since Periscope for Android has come out, because I have an Android, this is an Android phone, a 4.0 ice cream Android operating system. I also have morning coffee in hand here also. And been thinking about that. But I've only had this phone for it'll be a year this July. I had to backtrack and check my notes. But it's been about a year, almost a year come July, that I've had the current Huawei phone. Phone I'm looking at is an LG. I did have an LG prior to this phone, which was a piece of crap. It was Track Phone's one of their first attempts at a touch screen, which was so chunky it was pathetic. But it was okay, I guess. You know, my flip phone so far has been best. This phone's been pretty decent. I still enjoyed the flip phone that I had, but so I've been thinking about that it's not going to overwhelm me financially, but it's just sort of one of those nice things. You know, it's one of those nice to have things that you think about. It's that you, do you really want it? You do want it, but it's just a matter of flipping the button and doing the thing of purchasing it and all that. So, which I would have to, I've checked the particular phone I want, I think is a pretty good deal, that what I'm looking at over on eBay for a particular Track Phone. Actually, you can get better deals on eBay than you can on the Track Phone homepage. So I'll have to check that out to see. But it would be nice. That's been on my mind the last couple days. I was almost going to go ahead and purchase it yesterday. But it's one of those things, well, I'll sleep on it. Well, this is probably the third or fourth night I've been sleeping on, and I'm really, really leaning towards getting the new phone. It's a better phone. It'd be Android 4.4, which of course, being 4.4 on the Android, I could then use Periscope. So one of the reasons of getting it, plus it's a better phone from what I've researched. It's it has a 1.2 dual core processor. I think this is over, the current phone I have is only a a 1 gig processor. It's a fairly, this has always been a good phone. Pretty decent. It's just sort of lacking in the operating system, I guess, overall. So it's one of those things I'm heeing and hawing, as they would say. So probably make a final decision either today or tomorrow. And then go ahead and get on eBay and purchase it. So, but we often look at these upgrades on all the toys that we have. I know, I think it was McCoughlin who just upgraded to a new iPhone there. And I would love to have an iPhone, but TracFone does not offer that particular model as of yet. I think you can do it from what I've been reading with a SIM card. If you get the SIM card and you go through the process of transferring that SIM card over, I think the TracFone has some sort of service like that where you buy the phone or something like that. But I like my current option where I pay as I go, which I'm sure that's a pay as you go, but it just seems a lot more labor intense in getting in stuff like that. And I like keeping my phone simple, and that's what I like about TracFone. It's very simple. It with this current platform that I am on, the Hiui, it's decent. It's a good platform to where I'm comfortable with. There's no complicated figuring out of applications. Matter of fact, I am using that program formerly known as Audioboo to do this audio on my Hiui right now. So I am using Android. So it does what it's supposed to do. I'm going to just leave it at that because I don't want to get on my my rant concerning the program formerly known as Audioboo. I'm past that now. Matter of fact, I guess there's some individuals that just are starting to realize that there's no longer a sign-in wall there for the program. And I consider that a mute point now. If it's no big deal, because I'm still using the workaround of if then, then that, which I think is a pretty good thing. I'm looking at, I saw something on a Periscope last night that there's a couple if thens and that as far as to associate with Periscope. And I'm walking through the back grove here over to where I did an audio, I think my last audio, yeah, about the cornfield report. Well, the latest update on the cornfield report, real quick, see, I only got about 2 minutes left on this audio. I guess they did a little spraying or something like that because there was a truck that came by, probably to keep the weeds down on the outer fringes of the cornfield. But the cornfield's looking nice. Could use the rain. It'll help it. And probably next corn report I have is going to be when the little green sprouts come up, like I said in my last audio. And but it's nice coming back here. Yeah, they do have the sprinklers on the, I think that's the beginning of the sixth hole. I see some sprinklers on in the cornfield. Oh, they have them up on top of the fairway for the fifth hole, up on the top of the hill. So you're getting a little early morning water on the golf course here this morning, which I'm sure there'll be plenty of golfers up there. And that's a nice, actually looking at the cornfield, looking at up at the golf course is almost a pleasant view this morning. Oh, I got a branch down here. Oh, I'm going to have to take care of that. Oh, coming in the far back side of the property, there's a tree that's down. What happened there? Okay. Well, I'm going to end it here as I look at this down limb that's into the cornfield that probably after work I'm going to have to take care of. Probably the truck that came by knocked it. So you all have a good one wherever you may be as I mosey on back to the house here from the backyard, back by the cornfield. I'm at Fireman Rich on Twitter. You all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.